The Rama quotes a minhag in Shulchan Aruch that when you're finishing, whether it's Sefer Bereishis, Shmos, Vayikra, Bamidbar, Dvarim, the minhag is a chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek. We have to strengthen ourselves. What is this based on? There's a Gemara in Brachas which tells us three things require a chizuk, require strength, repeating, to review, to go over it all the time. Torah, tefillah, and parnasa. So that's what the Rama writes here. They want us to go ahead when you finish the psukim. So you do chazak, chazak, v'nitz chazek. And that's why, and what do? In general, we learn Torah. So every Shabbos morning, we finish the parasha and mincha, we already begin the next parasha. Simchas Torah, we finished the Torah, and then we begin Bereishis. Asiyam we do, and then we start the next Masechta. So Talmud Torah is something that always requires chizuk. Not only Torah, but tefillah as well. Tefillah also requires chizuk. We have to constantly pray and pray again, and ask, you know, pray for the same things, pray for other things, whatever our needs are. And in fact, that's what Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, that that's the minhag of Adon Olam, that, I don't know if people do it today, but the practice originally was when the Chazan used to lead, he used to begin, we begin with usually brachas. Some places don't even begin to yishtabach, in yeshivas, but the minhag is to begin with the brachas today, but apparently back then, the minhag was to begin with Adon Olam. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, that's right, let's say Friday night, we say Adon Olam after davening. The meaning was why? Because since we begin in the morning with Adon Olam, so we say Adon Olam after davening on Friday night. I want that every night, so I guess Tiyurka the Tzibur or whatever, they only, the meaning only develop once a week, I guess, for this Torah needs chizuk, if a tefillah needs chizuk, so we just do, regarding Adon Olam, we do it once a week. That's the old minhag that we say Adon Olam. And it's because a person needs chizuk, it's one of the things that require constant attention. So today there's a new minhag in some shuls, Rav Soloveitchik was against. He says it's a minhag people, instead of saying Adon Olam, they say Yigdal. And the Beer hates, of course, on the Arizal, that he was against the practice of saying Yigdal. So number one, Rav Soloveitchik said you should say Adon Olam because it's Tfilat Tzara Chizuk. But why was the Arizal against Yigdal? So Rav David Cohen, the big Rav in Brooklyn, he points out because it was, says, what's wrong with Yigdal? It's like the 13 Ikarim, the Rambam, based on the Rambam's 13 Ikarim, the Rambam Peirush HaMishnayah. So Rav Cohen says nothing to do with Yigdal per se, but it has to do with who codified it, who put it together. There was a famous poet, Emmanuel of Rome, as he was known, and he, according to Rav David Cohen, codified Yigdal, and therefore, since the Mechaber quotes him in Shulchan Aruch, not in a positive sense, that you can't read his stuff on Shabbos, it's Dvarim Atelu, and then you can't even read it all the time. He, you know, he made fun of different Rabbanim, so let's say he wasn't a favorite character of the rabbis. So Rav David Cohen says, since it was from Emmanuel of Rome who set it up, so we don't want to say Yigdal to remember this person who was Mavaza Tamidei Chachamim, or other things. So that's why the Arizal was against Yigdal. Others say, like, what do you mean? Yigdal was well before Emmanuel of Rome. So Rav David Cohen says, no, but he made the final touches on it. He codified it, so that's why. So he sticks to that pshat. Rav Soloveitchik thought it was a different reason. He thought it's Chukas HaGayim, because what did Gayim do in this service? I guess they repeat, they go over their Ikari Yamuna. So Yigdal is about Ikari Yamuna. So, of course, we believe in Ikari Yamuna, But to say them over a davening, that wasn't our practice. As the Ramban says, don't incorporate things from Avodah Zarah into our tefillah. So Rav Dovakon thought it was nothing wrong with Yigdal per se. It was the one who codified the Manual of Rome, and the Rav Salvation thought more fundamentally it was a no-go because of Chukas Hagayim. But either way, so we see Torah needs Chizuk, and Tefillah needs Chizuk, and Parnassah, you always have to constantly pray for Parnassah. People think they're living in the Dor HaMidbar, where everything comes down in HaShamayim. You have to work for a living, as the Satmar Rebbe used to always say. I think it was the Shabbos of Parshas B'Shalach during the week. There's a minute to say Parshas Haman. It's a segula for Parnassah. Everyone's into segulas today. So it's a segula. It's a good omen for your Parnassah. As you used to always say, don't say it between 9 and 5. In other words, a segula for Parnassah is getting a job, not saying the Parshas Haman. So of course the Parshas Haman can't hurt when it's not instead of work, in addition to work. So you have three things that require chizuk. Torah, that's what we do. Chazak, we point out. By Tefillah, Adon Olam, and we daven all the time in Parnassah. So the post can bring down that when you finish Chazak, when you finish the Parsha, so the minhag is, the post can bring down that the one getting called up for an Aliyah should not say Chazak, v'nitzkadek. It could be a hefsik. Everyone else could scream it out. That's what the Ramah brings down, the minhag, that everyone says Chazak, v'nitzkadek. However, there's a minhag Chabad that they say even the Ola does say Chazak. So if you're a Chabadnik, you follow the Rebbe, and you would say Chazak, even with the Aliyah. But the minhag of others is one should not say, if you get called up for the Aliyah, do not say Chazak, v'nitzkadek. You listen to the Kehila say it. But these are the things that require Chizak, Torah, Tefillah, and Parnassah.